So Adam, one, I've respected and enjoyed your work and your cuisine for years. And two, with Voices Live On, our company, we're going to be creating really unique experiences also for people to tell their life stories as something else is happening. It might be going to a game, going to a museum, going for a walk in the park, or having dinner with their family and whatnot. And that's why we are excited to be able to partner with you and your team, and being able to make experiences for people in their home or private events, and also record essentially the people that are there, what they think about people in their family, about each other, and just capturing those moments so then they can literally save those audio memories of those experiences with those people and sharing all those great old stories together. So I'm excited, and you've got a really good heart in general. So I think you know, the meaningfulness behind it, it's very important, and I know that you understand it. So what are your, kind of some of your thoughts on us doing this and the whole concept?
Well, I want to start by saying thank you. I appreciate your kind words, and feeding you over the years has been a hit. It's been fun. It's a unique way to cherish memories. Maybe you have a baby that's due, and grandma's not hanging in there, and she wants to say hi to the baby, and yada yada yada. There's so many little moments that you can capture. With your service, it's pretty unique, and and then being able to brainstorm on the collaboration of what I do and create my memories with people by feeding them, why not put the two together and be able to capture a family dinner, a 50th anniversary or a 70th birthday party, whatever it may be. There's so much openness, and unique people kind of be themselves when they're comfortable around the dinner table and having good food. That's why I love doing what I do, because you're kind of in the backdrop and you can watch everybody and listen to all the conversations, and you don't have to be a part of them, but you still are involved because they might ask your opinion on things. You still have to be respectful of their privacy. When I'm still in their home and listening to their stories, I've listened to some amazing stories over the dinner tables from some of my clients, like crazy stuff, things that people went to prison for, and they might be renowned people in the community. Whatever. It's just people open up at the dinner table. That's why I think having this, venue to create and capture moments, audio moments, because people can listen to that, let's do Christmas dinner and everybody's here, and this was grandma's last one, unfortunately, but you know what, we recorded it, and she can be here for every Christmas, thereafter. When we're at the table, she can be a part of prayer. Maybe we record the prayer and the thanks that we give, for that year, and just, being here on earth. That's why I love it too, because every time, most of the families that I cook for, I don't know what their religious backgrounds are and what they're affiliated, but a lot of times people will pray before they eat, but what they don't know is I've always prayed over the food before they prayed and gave thanks. So it's pretty cool that, I'm, just blessed with this gift to create moments through food, and why not capture them through this service?
I think it's great. I'm glad you get it, and I'm excited to come up with some really great, unique situations for people, and also have them bring things to the table that we will be surprised about.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to the road ahead.